Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yes. Yes, Kiri. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes, we definitely do. Yeah, so a consultation you'd be looking at is 170. If we do need to do any testing or x-rays or any medications or treatment, that will be additional to the consultation. Okay, now our doctor is pretty booked up. We're down to one vet at the moment. Just having a look here. Is he eating for you? Yeah. Yeah. No, that's right. No, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, cockatiels can range vary between 85 to 100 grams, just depending. Yeah, so it's probably on the lighter end, but definitely it's within normal weight range. Obviously, we go off assessment of what the actual bird is like. Yeah, like if he's having, like, is he falling to the ground and is he flapping or anything like that, or is he just has he fallen off his perches or anything? Yeah. 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 No, we definitely should have a look at them. Listen, I've moved a couple of things around. I could potentially get you in at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Otherwise, it wouldn't be until next week. Okay. Alrighty. What is your availability next week? Okay, I could do Wednesday morning for you if you're available Wednesday. Yeah, I can do first thing at 9 o'clock. How late were you looking? Okay, I can do a 9:40. Okay, have we seen you here before? Okay, what I'll do, I'll just grab some details so I can make this appointment for you. What's your first name? Your first name. Is it K-E-L-L-Y or I-E? And your surname, Kelly? Email address? Sorry, Enfinelli. K-E-L-L-N. Yep. Excellent. And is this your best contact number? Yep. And your address there, Kelly? So unit 4, 66-68. Yep, John Street. And you said his name was Buddy, did you? And Buddy, do you know if he's a boy? And he's a cockatiel. Yeah. And do you have a rough age that you might know what he would be? How long have you had him for? Okay. Yeah. And the previous owners, you're not sure. Okay, I'll pop him down as a 3-year-old bird because he's possibly like a lot older, but we're not sure. Now, 9:40 on Wednesday, we decided? Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like definitely keep an eye on him. If he goes off his food or if he has any more of these potential falls or anything, I would definitely recommend getting him in sooner. I will, like definitely, if you've got if it's not going to stress him out, pop him into a smaller cage with lower perches and just softer flooring. So depending if he chews on anything, maybe you can put like a towel or something on the bottom just in case if he does fall, he's not going to hurt himself. But if he chews up things, I wouldn't recommend putting that towel in there. Just make sure his food and water is nice and close to him. But yeah, definitely if he has any more turns, I would recommend getting him in sooner. I will send you a questionnaire as well to the email you've just given me. It just gives us a basic history on what he gets fed, what his housing and everything's like. If you can fill that out as best as you can and email it back to us when you can before the appointment, that would be good. But otherwise, I've got you booked in at 9:40 on Wednesday next week. Okay then, not a problem. We'll see you then. Bye.